Taryn, how are you?
Good morning. It's a great morning, and it's the day of the event, so we're all excited here.
Well, tell me, what is the 6-for-1 Brigade?
Well, today, the 22nd, was supposed to be a Lansing rally where we all were going to gather there in our capital city in a sort of way to come together for the film incentive to show people that we are for it, to share our stories of how it's benefited our lives, how it's impacted our economy positively. And we've postponed the Lansing rally from today until April. And instead, we are having the 6-to-1 pen-to-paper event, which is where hundreds, if not thousands, of us are going to get together from 3 to 9 today in Rochester Hills at the Michigan Production Studios. And we're going to write our senators and write our representatives and share with them our stories of how the incentive has provided us and thousands of others in Michigan with financial gain, and ask them for their consideration in keeping this tremendously successful program for our great state.
Taryn, I always hear the other side of the story. If I was to play devil's advocate, for example,
sure,
there are entities like the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, which say the money, the incentives that that industry gets do not pan out. I also see numbers from your side that say for every dollar spent, $3 to $6 is put back into the economy. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy disagrees with that. What's the truth?
Well, the truth, as much as we can see it from our perspective, is that indeed, for every dollar spent, $6 comes back in financial economic activity to Michigan. And we know what the other side says. Those that don't want the incentive say that the subsidies are costly to the state, and instead they're giving money away to big producers. They say the incentives don't pay for themselves. They say that subsidies reward companies for productions that they might have done here anyway without the incentive. Those are false premises. And one of the big reasons we know this is from the Ernst & Young report, which was just released in February 2011, last month. It studied the economic and fiscal impacts of the Michigan Film Tax Credit. And they are an independent company. They are not actors or producers or film crews. They're an independent business who studied it inside and out, and they're not from Lansing either.
All right,
they had no stake in the fight.
Taryn, for people who want more information about pen to paper and 6-for-1, how do they get that info?
Easy. I'm sure many of you are on Facebook. You can look up the 6-for-1 Brigade on Facebook, or you can just go to our website, which is a very fine website there, and that's www.6for1, that's the number 6, F-O-R, the number 1, Brigade, B-R-I-G-A-D-E, .com, 6for1brigade.com.
Thank
It'll
you, Taryn.
Show you where to go from 3 to 9 today.